The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
It seemed like the Astros game was over.
Yeah, I started watching when it got to 5-3. When it was 5-0, I'm kind of like, eh. And then Luke Homerson comes on, and that guy's not pitching well right now.
And honestly, that would have been a really disappointing loss because a middle reliever started the game for the Rangers. And then the Rangers jump up 5-0 on Mike Fire, who's horrible, by the way. That's a gutsy team, man. They're fun to watch, and they're not going to be an easy out for sure. Were you surprised then that the Spurs are 6-point favorites tonight?
Yes.
I was too.
I'll take the Rockets plus 6. Not for as much as I bet the other night because I don't have as good a feel for it, but I don't see them mashing them. Every one of those games were close during the year.
The Spurs don't look like a team who's going to come out and blow the doors off somebody right now.
No. I expect it to be a close game, and I don't have a good feel for this one. I really don't, because I think you'll see a different Spurs team, but, man, they're going to have to be a lot different, and I think they will be.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three.
Hour number three.
713-780 ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed any of the things you just heard, all available at podcastarena.com. Lots of good stuff. Got a little non-sportsy there at the end, but there's nothing wrong with that. So
is it non-sportsy? Is finding out your wife is a whore maybe?
It's sportsy.
Okay.
But an Alabama whore.
Right.
Yeah, let's clarify. Did you notice that for all the layoffs, ESPN's adding Woj? But I think that was already done before they were going to lay people off.
Yeah.
I think they'd already agreed to that. But just gave Mark Jackson a bunch more money to stick around.
I mean, they've just prioritized a few guys. And I really think that, like, cutting some of these guys was more of a, hey, Disney, we're trying. Because the guys that they cut is a drop in the bucket compared to what they're leaking with these bad contracts they signed with you know, different football conferences and different leagues. I mean, that's... You know, 15-20 people's salary isn't going to make up for that.
No,
it's just we're making an effort up here, Mickey Mouse.
And a lot of them are overpaid, too. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, what's Britt McHenry going to do now? I think she's going to be the front desk girl at a tow truck company.
Yeah, yell at other tow truck people.
I'm pretty sure that's her new gig.
See, a lot of these guys, I think, will find gigs in local markets if they want. You know, some of them will go the podcast route because they're still getting paid.
Yeah.
And they'll try to, you know, make some money that way. But Britt McHenry is just famous for not being ugly.
Yeah. She's pretty.
Yeah.
That's her job.
Yeah. I'm sure she'll find something else to do. But I wasn't surprised to see her whacked.
No.
713-780-ESPN's your number. Let me squeeze in a couple calls real quick. Let's try Jeff. What's up, Jeff? Jeff.
Hey now.
What's up, guys?
Hey, sports. Well.
What the hell was that, really?
I don't know. That's inappropriate behavior.
Yeah. Okay. Let's nah. You know what? Forget it. Matt, that guy just cost you your chance to talk today.
I don't think that's fair.
All right, well, we'll let him on, but if it's just as bad, then we're done for the rest of the show. Go,
what's
Matt.
What's up, Matt?
Sports.
Sports to you.
Before I give you my what are the odds, can we agree before we do this, J.J. Watt's 100% was better than anybody else's in the NFL, right?
But as a defensive player?
Yes.
Yeah. Before last year. Yeah, he was the best, you know, when he was there. I'm not going to say, like, his 100% is better than Bruce Smith or Reggie White's 100%, but yeah, he was the best defensive player in the league when he was at 100%.
Okay, fair, because I was talking about current anyway. Okay. But if he comes back at, let's say, 85 to 90%, is that still, is his 85 to 90% better than most people's 100%? And if not, who are those people?
I mean, it's better than most. I would say, yeah. I think if he comes back at 85, 90%, he's still a great defensive player in the NFL. If you're asking, like, if he's who's better than him, if he's at 85%, I mean, I think Khalil Mack's probably in that conversation. I think Aaron Donald's in that conversation.
Yeah, those are the two names I would throw out there. Luke Kuechly.
Yeah, Von Miller. There's a handful of guys who are great. And, you know, like I've been saying for the last couple of years, Aaron Donald, if he played on a better team, he'd probably get as much love as J.J. Watt. He's a freak show. But as it stands, I think that, you know, when he's at its best, J.J. was the best. I don't think he'll be back 100%. I think more realistic is he comes back at 90%. And if he does, I think he's in the conversation with those guys, which isn't a bad thing.
And he's still probably the best at his position.
Probably so. Well, because it's hard to compare him to those pure pass rushers or guys like Aaron Donald who are pure interior guys.
Yeah, he's kind of a hybrid.
Yeah.
And somebody said maybe Keyboard Cat wasn't preemptive. Maybe he was the smart one there.
Maybe so.
And
he gave us a chance to get rid of him, John. You saw that?
Yeah. Oh, well. Peyton Girl, Texas, what are the odds of Texans, Rockets, and Astros all make the postseason this year? Well, Rockets are in, so we're third 100%. Of the way there. Well, technically, same calendar year. Wouldn't the Texans have already been in? Or are we thinking next year?
I don't know. I don't know what her rule is. So let's go with this coming year.
So I see this thing on a 538. Odds to win the NBA title or percentages.
Yes.
It's different than the Vegas odds. The Warriors, obviously, 93% to make the conference finals, 80% to make the finals, and 72% to win the title. And
yeah, seems fair.
You would be surprised. The Celtics are number two, along with the Rockets, to win the NBA title at 8%. Celtics, 85% to make the conference finals, 52% to make the finals. The Rockets, 69% to make the conference finals, 11% to make the finals. And the Cavaliers are at 3% to win the title, coming in at number 5. Surprise you? The Cavs have a 61% to make the conference finals, 22% to make the finals.
I feel better about the Cavs than
the Celtics.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still not quite buying into Celtic. But I think that's those guys like RJ was talking about that are thinking Toronto can beat Cleveland.
Yeah.
I think that's part of it. 713-780-ESPN is your number.
And then I saw this other thing, the awful announcing. Just I don't know if they just published it. It just got retweeted, and I saw it on the timeline. ESPN is apparently going to launch a ACC network in 2019.
Well, I think that was already. It's been in the.
Yeah, but I think a memo went out to a bunch of ACC people, and they said that they just spoke to John Skipper, and he has confirmed that even with the layoffs, they're still going to launch the network.
You're going to have a lot of people.
Interesting.
You have a lot of people doing 7 jobs. All right, first we need you to go over to the SEC network and work with Tim Tebow, and then we need you to go over to the ACC network. Someone says, Astros are favorite to win the World Series this year by many. No, they're about 4th favorite, though.
Yeah.
So, okay, so Peyton Girl Texas said, yes, the Texans already made it, so it's this sports year. So really you're asking, are the Astros going to make the playoffs? I give them a 68% chance.
I'll go 70%.
Okay. So, and I think the Texans in the playoffs next year, not going to shock me. I think the AFC South is better, but I could see this team being better as well. So,
All right, guys, got to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. As the seasons change, you want to revitalize your outdoor living area. You can do it with the custom style and quality you've come to expect from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Call the pros at Allied to get you ready for the summertime. They can renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed out patio, your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay that'll give you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less. It's trialed, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a seven-year warranty. If your backyard's currently a blank slate, they'll build it from the ground up. Whether you want a functional concrete patio or you want to go big boy and get the outdoor kitchen and patio covered, they can do it all, residential and commercial, and they offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle and expense. Jeez, I got the hiccups in the middle of a read. Of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a carved stone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Darling Way presents Here's Your Masters of Love, Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling.
And we are back on the Blitz, and you know what that music means. It's time for Pillow Talk with our good friend Beth Liebling from Darling Way. And as always, there will be lots of good advice on love, sex, life, the universe, and everything. What's going on, Beth?
Hey, no, I'm so glad to be here. Happy, happy hump day.
We were just joking before we got started here about you have your list of words you can't say on the air right in front of you. And I told you there's one you can say, you just can't refer to it.
It's all about reference.
Yeah. I know.
Because I feel like the P word is the same rule. Like, I can call you the P word, but I can't talk about
it, should,
like, it as a lady part.
Well, it should be the same rule.
I think it is the same rule. I'm almost certain.
I don't know.
Well,
shut down on me before.
I'm not very good at subtleties, as y'all figured out, so.
Jong is very conservative. Like, Trump-level conservative.
Oh, he's right of Trump.
Yes.
Because he's Asian.
Yeah.
Oh. I must bother him every darn week.
You do.
And I keep walking in, waiting
week.
For, I wait for his smile. And,
no, he doesn't smile at things like what we talk about here.
Oh.
No.
I think he smiled last week when we talked about the 100th birthday and the vibrators, though.
I don't think so.
No? No. All right, I'm going to have to watch.
He doesn't like that talk.
You know, if I can catch him laughing and stuff, then
he
I'm always...
John doesn't just, laugh.
He doesn't laugh?
No.
Oh, come on.
He's stone-faced the entire time.
Right.
No way.
Unless he gets really, really drunk.
Right.
Like chicken on his head drunk.
And then he wakes up with guys.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah, it's happened.
Really?
There's pictures.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. Yeah. Has he woken up with y'all?
No.
Because...
No. Look at
yeah,
me
if
and
I'm,
look at
if I'm not
me
your favorite threesome, I mean, I'm going to be really bummed. Because I tell everybody, y'all are my favorite threesome.
We
so.
Would smash John.
Yeah, I mean, John's not big enough to handle the two of us.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that just says about me, actually, AJ. I'm really...
He's a tiny little wee thing.
Yeah, he's a wee lad.
He's a little person. So, hey, how'd the show go? How's the show going?
Oh, well, we start this week, this Saturday night, Love and Laughter with Beth at 10 o'clock on Saturday nights, every Saturday thereafter. And I'm so excited, and I'm absolutely petrified.
Are you going to do this show live on Saturday nights?
Yes.
Man.
Yes.
So you're giving up all your Saturday nights going forward.
I know, that's, yeah. Well, I'm hoping, you know. We'll see what happens. But right now, Saturday night, date night, right? I just figure,
okay.
Grab, you know, snuggle up with somebody, grab a glass of wine and listen. And then I figure, you know, we'll get you warmed up and then you guys, people can get busy afterwards.
Now, so. As we know, Mother's Day is coming up quickly.
Yes.
Yeah, I assume that your store has things to make mom feel not so much like a mom on Mother's Day.
Absolutely.
Something you guys would like to push?
Yeah. Oh, we absolutely. We have so many things that'll make mom feel like actually a woman again, which
okay.
is a good thing for every mom.
Okay.
So, yes, and boudoir
just because
photos.
Just because your body is ruined from children doesn't mean that you can't...
Yeah.
You can't still try and feel sexy.
No, her body's absolutely not ruined. Don't even say that. Golly, I just... It's, you know, it's like a rump, a ripe. Freudian slip.
It's like a what?
So your rump roast got big, yeah.
No, I'm...
More like pot roast.
Right? You know, it's like who wants a really scrawny little piece of fruit or something, you know, around some shape, some curve, something to hold on to. Those love handles.
Oh, yeah. Right? That's what every guy's looking for.
Oh, are they not?
No.
You would just want to grab bones?
No. You want to grab meat.
Yeah. Well, I want people to have some meat.
Like for me, and listen, I enjoy a little more on the bones than most guys do even. But you don't want it to be sloppy.
I think you're generalizing. And incorrectly, because there are some men who really love really curvaceous.
That's a minority.
Round. I don't know, but there are a lot of. It might be a minority, Fred, but there's it's a good number.
I appreciate a thick woman more than the average man. Yes or no?
Yeah, like softball type woman, like softball player woman.
More athletic cut.
Well, it depends on what type of softball player. I don't like softball players who can beat me up.
No, not that.
Never catchers, never first basemen.
Right, but shortstops, middle infielders.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, not pitchers.
No, and definitely not a DH.
No, or catchers.
No, there was that catcher that the catcher for Cat Osterman at Texas was super hot. Super hot. Like almost like about as hot as you can get for a softball player.
They're beautiful. I played softball for 11 years. I played first base.
Yeah. First base, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Is that your first lesbian experience?
No.
You never had one?
I've had no lesbian. I have never even kissed a girl.
What?
What kind
You're
of?
You're supposed
I
to be like the most
shame.
Open-minded lady who...
I know. Don't tell anybody. I'm embarrassed about this.
And now you're single. You're single and ready to mingle.
I definitely am. I don't know why.
Why not?
I wish I could be.
Have you not made love to that mistress that was whacking you with the whips?
Oh, you know, because, you know, there are just some types that turn you on and women just... I love to look at them. They're beautiful. I love to admire their bodies
and
stuff.
You just don't want to put your face in it.
Yeah, it doesn't turn me on.
Okay.
I know.
What about
it's a
one
shame.
Of them putting their face on you?
I could double my chances, right?
I mean, it opens up the pool.
I know.
It opens up the pool quite a bit.
So I'm ashamed to waste that.
Well, I think you've still got time.
You know, I'll consider it.
That's what Fred did.
Really?
When Fred hit a dry spell with the ladies.
Yeah. And he found some hot men?
He took a couple dudes.
Yeah.
They
I like
didn't,
that.
They didn't make love, but, you know, everything but.
No.
Really, but?
Everything but.
That's always a good place to start. Gets things going.
That's where Fred always starts.
Wow.
With the ladies and the gents. Everything but.
Yeah, it all lines up there. Well, I was going to tell y'all, I had this really nice email from one of our Blitz listeners.
Oh, really?
And so, yeah, I wanted to...
You're going to read it to us?
Well, it was a very lengthy one, but he wanted some help, and I just thought that lucky her.
Yeah. Girth is more important than length. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, it is. I'm telling you, and there's only like a 5% percent of the people who are very different in size.
Oh, really?
Yes, statistically. It's amazing.
Sorry, Jong. So. You fall into that 5%?
Yeah. Oh, he's that big, huh?
Ooh.
Yeah. So, anyway, so this guy
explains something now that I think of it. Because I always say 95% of our listeners are really cool and 5% of them are dickweeds.
Right.
They're the ones with the tiny penises.
Or the massive ones.
No, the massive ones are probably pretty cool. I'm going to go with the tiny ones. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
You're getting me all distracted. I'm thinking rumps and tiny and anyway. Golly.
And tiny rumps.
See, sometimes there can be an advantage, by the way. Just heads up with that tiny stuff. So, in the rump area.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I'll stick with what I got.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Okay. So so this guy's having some trouble because he likes somebody at work, a woman at work. She won't go out to dinner with him. She'll only go out to lunch with him. And he can't figure out how to move it from the friend zone into dating thing. And he's also worried that maybe he's a little bit clingy. So I'm thinking, so what would y'all do if you were asking somebody out and she just said, okay, lunch only, non-romantic. Maybe ask her to work out. AJ, you work out. You go to the gym. Fred, you
No, I don't like
do.
To work out with women.
Yeah, I don't either.
Oh.
That would be weird.
Yeah.
That would be weird. Yeah. Okay.
But if she's insistent on just the friend zone thing,
yeah,
I would move on.
You would move on. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
like,
thinking,
I mean, if you want to continue being friends with them, that's fine.
Yeah, that's perfectly acceptable.
But, like, don't be a sucker and go buying this girl lunch once a week thinking that something's going to happen, because it's probably not.
I was going to say, have either of y'all, you know, in the movies, the chick flicks we see all the time where you go from friends to more romantic, Have y'all ever experienced that in life?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, with alcohol. See? That does it a lot.
Yeah.
Ah.
Sometimes you
plow them enough.
Like girls like, I just want to be friends, and then they get wasted, and then suddenly the world is your oyster.
Yeah. And then what happens after that?
Usually it makes the friendship awkward.
But
that's
does
why
the
I said it's
romantic
stuff
keep going?
No, it doesn't continue. It's a one-time thing.
It's a
one-off. And she feels weird about it, and then you feel weird because she feels weird. So that's why I'm telling this guy, just walk away.
Well, and the reality is, if you're friends and you're working it for a long time to try to get to that, one of you wants more than that the whole time.
Right.
So you're not really friends.
Right. Also,
well, can't you be friends if people still want something else?
For instance, like, you and I are friends.
Right.
But if it evolved into something, it would be because one of us wanted to at some point.
Well, if it evolved into something, it would be because both of us would want it.
Well, no, it would be one of us would get drunk, and then that would happen, and then you'd have a relationship.
Which one is going to get drunk.
Exactly. I don't think we have to worry about that.
I don't think you have to worry about Beth, like, getting you wasted and seducing you. For some reason, I think you're going to be okay.
I think we're safe in this relationship. But
thanks.
But the reality is, I think whenever... When you say that things move on into something else, it was already there for one of the people. So, like, if he keeps taking her to lunch and hoping that it evolves into something,
right?
Then maybe, and then sometimes people have this magic thing. Wow, I've got this great thing right underneath my nose the whole time. Why have I missed out on it? I mean, that happens sometimes, but...
That's mostly
also,
in movies.
It's mostly in movies, and then they wind up going, oh, man, I'm just settling for this, so...
So don't. Okay, because I think I'm kind of going to tell him the same thing. I think he was talking about like dating, online dating. I'm thinking he needs to stop having lunch with her so often. He needs to start telling her he's got other lunch plans. He needs to be dating some other people. And
that's the best way to get their attention.
Right. If there's any undercurrent of attraction that she's got for him that she's just not willing to recognize, she'll recognize it pretty quickly if he starts going onward.
Plus,
right?
Can you say that they work together?
Yes.
Don't sleep with your coworkers.
And it's a bad idea.
It's a horrible idea.
That's a bad idea.
You know what I mean? Guess how many times I've ever slept with Fred or John? Zero. None. And guess what? I never will because it could ruin our work relationship.
Yeah. That's why. That's a
We've
very good reason.
We've got good chemistry on this show.
Yeah.
I don't want to ruin that.
There you go.
So it's not worth it to me. I can go, I can take my love elsewhere.
That's perfect.
It's a bad idea, and I've made that mistake a few times in my old job, mainly because, you're only around the same people, and you work weird hours. Most of the bars are closed by the time you get off work.
So you have to go back to Fred's place to drink.
Basically, everybody would go over to my place to drink, and it's the same group of people,
right.
And then
an orgy breaks out, a newspaper orgy.
Well,
would John McClane ever?
No.
He worked Jerome?
No.
So do you think these women like who do this, do you think they actually are drinking because they actually want to let go and they actually want to fool around? And
that is why women drink.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking people need to change that.
Women drink so they can lose some inhibition and be a little more carefree.
Yeah.
And men drink to forget about the problems that women give them.
Right, because we give you all the problems.
Yes.
Yeah.
You give us all the babies.
Yeah, we do. We have the power
I was telling
of
you during
life.
And half the STDs.
I was telling you during the
break.
No,
y'all carry the STDs.
That's not true.
It is true. With, HPV, men can't get tested for it. And it's like 80% of men have it or something. And basically, y'all infect the women. Because we can get tested for it. And then we can deal with it. But we never know. And y'all are all walking around carrying it.
I'm not. I don't have it.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
Well, that's because you can't get tested. But I'd almost guarantee 80%. At least one of y'all is going to have it.
It's probably Jung.
Yeah.
It could
Jung's
be
had
him.
The most sex partners of us.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. So, y'all are carrying those two. And then we get stuck with it.
That's just one out of like 100. Women carry syphilis.
Well, okay. So do men.
Yeah, but we got it from you guys.
Well, I don't know.
That's
because y'all take everything we have. So just stop taking everything from
us. Ask Fred. I think it goes the other way.
Uh-huh.
Fred knows.
Yeah, I've been through a few more divorces than you have, so I can just tell you.
No way.
The woman got everything every time.
Uh-uh. In fact, okay, so...
Except for the syphilis. The men always get that.
Well, yeah. And the gonorrhea. Yeah.
No way. Okay, so I got to tell you, because this has been bothering me all the weekend and stuff. So the thing is, during a marriage, I was married for 22 years, right? I spent a lot of my time taking care of the kids and dealing with all the stuff. My husband spent a lot of his time taking care of his business and growing his business. So, and that was fine. We agreed on that. So we still had this business. And it's like a grocery store. I was dealing with the bakery. He was dealing with the deli. It's still one store. When we got divorced, he basically took his business and that was it. I didn't get any more future stream from that or anything like that. Well, I don't get to keep the kids. He actually still gets future stream from my kids half the time. And I don't understand. That doesn't make any sense to me.
You didn't have a good lawyer.
Yeah. Well, you know, I used to be a divorce lawyer.
Did you represent yourself?
No, because I know that you never represent yourself.
Idea, right? Mm.
But frankly, and I got a pretty good deal, but I will tell you, it's still not good enough.
It should have been more.
For the rest of my life, I have to share my kids. Why the hell? If he doesn't have to share his business, so.
I'm surprised he doesn't have to share his business.
He doesn't. Texas community property law says basically it's half of what you've accumulated. Our alimony is very, very strict, so there was a little bit of that. But no, half of what you've accumulated so far, and then you just walk away. So
that seems more than fair.
But I don't understand. Why? Then why does he get the kids?
Does he have to pay, pay you alimony?
Well, for a little while he did.
Okay, yeah. But not anymore?
No.
Did he, I mean, I guess your kids were grown. He didn't have to pay child support, huh?
Well, he paid until they were grown, and now he didn't do that. And that's it.
So now he never gives you money.
Right.
That seems more than fair. That seems like how it should be.
Why? But he gets the kids, so I don't understand. Again, there's no doubt that we both put effort in, me on this side, him on that side, so
But aren't the kids old enough now that it doesn't really matter?
No, are you kidding? I'd like to have every holiday with my kids and stuff, and No, I don't. They're with him.
That's your kids' decision. They're grown.
Well, that's because he tells them and stuff. He should have, nothing to do with it.
No, that's on your kids are adults that's now. On you. If your kids want to spend Christmas with him, they spend it with him. If they want to spend it with you, they spend it with you.
He's their dad. He has an ongoing interest in stuff. It makes sense.
You need to tell your kids.
The point is only that I should have an ongoing interest in his as well.
You need to tell this to your kids that he stole them.
22 years, you invest in a business and stuff? Come on. So don't tell me about
it. Is the business successful?
Yeah.
You should sabotage it.
Now, wait a minute. That would be a scorned woman. But
that's right.
No. Yeah. I'm pretty childish. I can behave really childishly sometimes. But
yeah. All right. Well, tell the people if they're looking for something cool for Mother's Day for the special mother in their life. Not their mother, necessarily.
Fred is going to get his mom that vibrator this year, I think.
No, he's not.
Grandmother.
He's not. It's not my grandmother.
It's his mother.
It's my wife's grandmother.
Grandmother. That's right.
Yeah, and I'm not getting anywhere near that, so.
God, I was going to bring one today, but anyway, come see me at Darling Way Boutique.
You don't have one in your purse?
No, but I should. Oh, y'all should carry them on the plane, by the way. They're great for necks
illegal.
And stuff. No, they're not. I've carried all sorts of things. TSA loves me. But anyway, Darling Way, 3423 White Oak Drive in the Heights, or darlingway.com online. Get the woman you love something special. Get her something that makes her feel pretty, look good, and feel like a woman again.
And the show starts Saturday night, right?
The show starts Saturday night. Love and Laughter with Beth, 10 p.m. I know these guys are definitely going to be listening.
How many drunk people do you think are going to call in?
Oh, I hope lots and lots of happy people. Snuggle up with someone you love.
I would be listening, but I will be in
afterwards.
Las Vegas.
Okay, well, next week.
There's no love and laughter at the fight.
Yeah, that's silly. If they've got clothes on and stuff, that's silly. Yeah. That naked stuff.
I will be passed out after the Derby. After winning about $40,000.
$40,000 is going to win. You're going to buy the best Mother's Day present for your wife's grandmother. The best black marble dildo money can buy.
No, I think I'll just buy something for me because I'm a selfish prick.
All right.
Maybe he wants the black marble.
Maybe he does.
Right.
He doesn't want to share.
So, yeah. And, we've got these bye-bye boredom bags, too. So come by, get those for the woman you love and... Yeah, again, anything on Saturday night.
Bye-bye boredom. It gives you a free hall pass in the bye-bye boredom pack.
Really?
Yeah, you should get one.
Absolutely. Free.
Interesting.
Yeah.
One-time hall pass, it says.
There you go.
All right, well, if you want something for, say, your mother or your grandmother, and it's a little less a little less risque, then Sherry's Berries is for you. And these are great gifts for Mother's Day. And it's coming up. Sherry's Berries offering huge, freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping. And we have an exclusive offer for you right now. You could double the berries for mom. You want to talk about huge? Just $10
huge.
More.
Huge.
And she's going to get free cake truffles, too. That's like a whole extra gift for free. Pick your delivery date, and Sherry's Berries guarantees your gifts will arrive fresh and delicious or your money back.
Yep, and you can get... dipped strawberries about anywhere, but they're not like these. Sherry's Berries are huge, sweet, juicy, and they're covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips, chopped nuts, white milk, and dark chocolatey goodness. It's an unexpected gift. It's going to put a smile on any mom's face. The only way to get this great deal starting at just $19.99 is to visit berries.com. Click on the microphone, type in Fred and AJ. That's berries.com. Code Fred and AJ when you click on the mic. This amazing deal won't last long, and Mother's Day is coming up right around the corner. Be sure to order now. That's berries.com, promo code Fred and AJ. So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place that feels the tears, the place to lose your fears, yeah, reckless behavior. A place that is so pure, so dirty, and you're up in the better day, better day, better day. Loving is fine. Can I have everyone's attention? You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
And we are back on The Blitz, and Derby coming up on Saturday. Draw was today, and one of our favorite things to do is get Barry Abrams on from ESPN. He's a producer there, but more importantly, does the In the Gate podcast that always has some insight on the race. Barry, appreciate the time today. How are you, sir?
Hello there, Fred. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm looking forward to making a bunch of money on Saturday. So, although I had the most nightmare scenario of having a long shot that I was absolutely in love with and seeing him in the one post, so I'm back to square one.
Oh, you were looking at Lee fan, were you?
I was, yes. Just thought the distance was going to hit him between the eyes. I love seeing Corey Lannery on him, but there's a reason they don't win from the one hole down there. I think it's happened once in my lifetime, and I'm 52 years old. So,
well, that's the result of a 20-horse field. I mean, if this was a 14-horse field the way it used to be back in the day, the one pole would still have a chance. But when the field swarms you from the one, there's practically no way to win.
So let's talk a little bit about the favorites here, because it's a little different this year. We had pretty significant favorites coming in most of the last few years with Nyquist and, of course, American Pharoah and California Chrome. And Classic Empire, they made 4-1. Do you see him as that kind of a horse, or are we looking at one of those races that's going to be completely wide open?
Well, if Classic Empire runs his best race, he's better than just about everybody else out here. The problem is he's a weird dude, you know, and the best analogy I can give you is, I don't know if you were a WWE fan back in the early 2000s when Dwayne The Rock Johnson was at his height there. One of his favorite little shticks that he used to do, and I know this because my buddy from college used to write those storylines, weird, said that Rock would go, "Hey, Fred, what do you think of The Rock's shirt?" And you'd start to answer, and he'd interrupt by saying, "It doesn't matter what you think." And that's pretty much the way Classic Empire is. It doesn't matter what you think. If he wants to race, if he wants to train that day, he will. And if he doesn't, he won't. And he's had instances in races and in training where he just didn't feel like doing it, wouldn't go out. And with 150,000 people there on Saturday, you never know. Now, he's been training pretty well at Churchill Downs, seems to be a happy camper, but you never know. And if he's a little temperamental, then the field becomes that much more wide open. But if he runs his race, he is the best horse in this race. He won the Arkansas Derby a month ago, never changed leads, never switched the muscles he was using, and won it all with those tired left side muscles. So, I mean, he's better than everybody else out here.
Always Dreaming is going to take a lot of money, and Todd Pletcher, on the surface, you look at the record, you say 1-43, and you say, wow. But the reality is he had a lot of horses that weren't real contenders. But I kind of have a theory on this. I think he goes all out to win a lot of these preps, and sometimes his horses, they actually peak at the prep race. They're not as good in the Derby, and that's why a lot of them come back and run pretty well in the Belmont. Do you think this one's going to be different? Because obviously that was a really impressive victory in the Florida Derby.
No, I think you're right on. And the thing with Always Dreaming is that he's been so keyed up the last couple of weeks. Todd Pletcher has tried everything to get him to settle down. He's changed the kinds of reins that he's been using with the exercise rider, forcing the horse to drop his head a little bit. He's been bucking. He's almost too keyed up. And I know you might say, well, boy, that's great. He's got so much energy. Except you can't say to him, you got to save it for the end of the race. He doesn't listen to that. And so I think this horse is going to go right out to the lead and run himself right into the ground. And a talented horse is going to lose a chance to win the Kentucky Derby.
What do you think of Irish War Cry? Obviously, he was one of the favorites early on after his first win in Florida. Then he got hooked for the first time and just completely fell off the map. Was his Wood Memorial a bounce back, or was that just because the wood wasn't really all that great and he got a really nice trip that day?
Well, he did get a good trip. You're right. But if you look at the numbers will tell you that he has been the most consistent horse of anyone this spring. Yeah, you're right. He threw in a clunker in the Fountain of Youth, without a doubt. But he has the most consistently high numbers of anyone in here. Having said that, I still, from a visual standpoint, my eyes tell me he's not as good as Classic Empire or the other horse I think that has a big chance here, which is McCracken. But then again, Irish War Cry is trained by Graham Motion, who to me is the most respectable and by-the-book trainer that is out there. And so if Graham Motion is bringing a horse here, it's because he thinks he can win and he's training the horse the right way. So I have to respect Irish War Cry, and his numbers are the most consistent. And again, that's relative because none of these horses have put together a really solid spring campaign. Like you said, it's wide open. But Irish War Cry's numbers are there, but visually, I just don't think he's as good as Classic Empire or McCracken.
Yeah, and let's get to McCracken because he's won at Churchill, which I like quite a bit. And his last race, listening to trainer Ian Wilkes before the race, it was obvious he wasn't 100% for the bluegrass, that he was being geared up for this race. Do you think he's coming in at 100% now? And if so, I mean, how good is he going to be in this race Saturday?
I could not agree more. And remember, Ian Wilkes was an assistant, as most of these trainers were. They were assistants at some point. He was an assistant for Carl Knapsker, who won two Kentucky Derbies, one in 1990 on Unbridled, and 2007 with Street Sense. And Carl Knobsker was famous for doing just what you said, not necessarily cranking up a horse for the prep races, making sure he's peaked on the destination day, which in this case is the Kentucky Derby. So, you know, McCracken had some ankle problems back in the winter after his first race at Tampa, and so Ian Wilkes was very patient with him and managed to, you know, keep the train on the rails, but had no thought about having that horse completely cranked up for the bluegrass at Keeneland. And so I think he is coming in solid here, and I think he's got a big, big chance to win on Saturday.
Thunder Snow, obviously, coming over from Dubai, and this move hasn't worked in the past. Is this horse good enough to buck that trend, or are we just looking at another horse that's going to be in over his head?
Well, I mean, the result, I think, is going to tell you that he's in over his head. I think he's very good. I just think this is a lot to ask him to do. There was a horse that did qualify for the Kentucky Derby from Japan, because Churchill Downs now offers Japanese horses a path to the Kentucky Derby as well. And the number one horse that qualified through that route was a horse named Epicharis, who was going to run in the Belmont. I looked at his races in Japan. He was very, very good. And then he went over to Dubai to run the UAE Derby and was beaten by Thunder Snow in a very close race. And so I thought very highly of Epicharis, and so I think very highly of Thunder Snow. Now, the Epicharis people are not bringing him here. They brought him back to Japan, you know, a lot of travel, and they said he looked tired. So they're going to wait for the Belmont. Thunder Snow is coming here. And I just think it's too much to do to ask him to travel that far, had to sit for a day and a half in quarantine because he came from another country. And, you know, he's run on dirt once or twice, and that's it. I just think that's too much to do. A very talented horse, I think it's too much to ask.
Barry Abrams is our guest, and the horse that I'm probably going to land on, I want to get your thoughts on Gunnavara, because that third place in the Florida Derby wasn't as bad as it looked, just like his race behind Irish War Cry wasn't as bad as it looked. He's capable of big efforts. With the jackpot win and the Fountain of Youth win, and I think he gets a good trip here under Castellano. What do you think of Gunnavara?
Well, he certainly does have the right jockey, a guy who's been elected to the Hall of Fame this year. He's going to need that because Gunnavara is a big closer, comes from way out of it. In a 20-horse field, traffic is always going to be an issue for a come-from-behinder. But, you know, as much as I want to take him sentimentally because of his trainer, and we'll get to that in a second, I've watched this horse train this week, as you can watch these workouts streamed online, and this horse looks like he's barely walking. I mean, he just does not look like a happy, energetic horse. I think he's tired from a long spring campaign. So coupled with the traffic problems and the fact that there is weather expected for the next 3 days in Louisville, which is going to make it not impossible to close, because there have been closers who've won on off tracks not that long ago in Orb and Mind That Bird, but to come from as far back as he's probably going to be with all this other stuff swirling around him, I think it's going to be a little bit too much. It would be wonderful to see him. And Antonio Sano, his trainer, is the leading trainer in the history of Venezuela, but he left the country because on two different occasions he was kidnapped, and twice his family had to pay ransom money to free him. It would be an incredible story if he would have come all the way this far to win the Kentucky Derby. I want to like him. I just don't think he's got the chance here.
All right, so where are you going to wind up landing here with your selections?
To me, this is a two-horse race between Classic Empire and McCracken. The two horses, I think, have a chance to ruin that party, maybe not win, but factor at the end, are Girvin, the winner of the Louisiana Derby and Risen Star, and State of Honor, Mark Cassie's other horse beside Classic Empire. Girvin has a quarter crack in his right front hoof. That could be a problem, but it appears as though he's been training well with it. He ran 5 furlongs in under a minute, 5/8 of a mile last weekend in a workout, and that's really good time. And I've watched him train, and he looks like a happy horse. All these horses coming out of Louisiana, as Girvin is, have been overlooked in recent years, but they have finished very well in the Kentucky Derby, including Gun Runner, who was third last year, Revolutionary, who was third in 2013, Commanding Curve, who was second to California Chrome in 2014, Nero, who was second in 2011, and they were all overlooked, and they all ran well. And Girvin right now is 15-1, and he has the best jockey in the country in Mike Smith on him. He definitely has a chance to crash this party one way or the other. And State of Honor is this big 17-hands-high horse who nobody's talking about, and he looks like he's training up a storm. He's run mainly in Canada, and I think a lot of people are going to dismiss him for that. I would not be surprised if he clunks up here for second.
All right, that's Barry Abrams, and you can follow him on Twitter, at BAbramsVoice. Always brings some great information. And, Barry, appreciate the time, and good luck on Saturday, and we'll look forward to talking to you before the Preakness. And you'll have a podcast up before the race, right?
I'll have a couple of them up. We'll make it a date, Fred.
All right. Sounds good. So, yeah, check out his podcast. Great stuff. And we'll talk to you again.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about Dirt Free. And did you know that most carpet cleaning companies, they're actually leaving your carpets dirtier than they found them? Not the case with my good friends at Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning. They're protecting against allergens by getting your carpets, your tiles, your floors, your upholstery cleaned with the best technology in the game, and only Dirt-Free Carpet has it. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE, and go chemical-free with Dirt-Free. And right now, they'll do one room free with any purchase. Your carpets are fresh and deep clean without soap or unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. And right now, you get a free carpet cleaned in one room with any purchase and a free speed dry for calling in right now. 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell me you heard it here on ESPN 97.5 and get that free room and free speed dry. That's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet.
The East Coast, condos and Queens, in dope for real.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
All right, we are back on the Blitz. One final segment before we head off to Las Vegas. Do want to remind you, coming up at 7 o'clock, Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis, the best soccer anywhere. All right, we are going to wrap the show up on Wednesday the way we always wrap up the show on Wednesdays, with famous deaths. We honor those who have passed away. We start in 1974. Agnes Moorehead, American actress.
Agnes what?
Moorehead. In Dora, in Bewitched. died of uterine cancer at 73.
Mm.
Probably explains the more. Never mind. Here's our political figures. About 1972, J. Edgar Hoover. Used to dress up like a woman, right?
I think so.
77 years old.
Would you have?
No. No, I'm not saying I wouldn't.
What if he was dressed up as a young woman, not an old 72, 77-year-old
woman? I don't know. There's something about seeing those guys in those 1960 suits and stuff that just... it just won't translate for me.
Okay.
1997, Flipper the Dolphin died. Dead at 40.
I didn't know dolphins lived that long.
That's a good run,
hell
man.
Of a run for a dolphin.
Yeah. I remember watching that show as a kid. They call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning. Let's go to our best deaths. 2012, Junior Seau, suicide at the age of 43. Yeah. Adios. 2012, bad year. MCA from Beastie Boys.
The Beastie Boys had a hit song with the line, White Castle fries only come in one size. No one could do that now. If someone did that now, people would say, that's the corniest thing you could ever say in a hip-hop song. The Beastie Boys made it sound kind of cool.
Leonardo da Vinci in 1519. All right, now we're into some evils. Rank the evils. We'll start with Napoleon in 1821, died in exile. 1945, Adolf Hitler and Eva Braun, who was with him. And 2011, Osama bin Laden.
Oh, I'll go Hitler 1, bin Laden 2, Bonaparte 3.
Yeah, I think that's fair. All right, and finally, how did the porn star die? 2005, Brittany Madison.
Easy. Drug overdose.
Car accident at age 21.
By a drug overdose.
Just says car accident. She was probably high, though.
She was high as a kite.
Because it was tragic. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. We are off to Las Vegas. We'll be broadcasting live there tomorrow. All right, great job, John Lee. Great job, A.J. Hoffman. I did okay today. Till tomorrow, stay sports, you bitches.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.